At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Governor Greg Abbott will visit Dallas today to reveal a plan to improve school safety. The news conference at the Dallas School District Administration Building follows a deadly shooting at Santa Fe High School nearly 2 weeks ago. In response to that shooting, Abbott held several meetings last week with a variety of people to help come up with a plan. They included officials from school districts, gun rights advocates, gun control groups, and survivors of mass shootings. City of Dallas will pay current and former police officers and firefighters more than $173 million to settle decades-old lawsuits over back pay. At issue was language in a pay referendum voters approved in 1979. The city has argued voters believe the language applied to one-time raises called for by the ballot initiative, but police and firefighters have long insisted evidence obtained during subsequent years showed they were owed money they never received. Lawsuits over this have bounced around the courts for years. Both sides have talked settlements at various times without reaching an agreement. An executive committee representing nearly 8,700 current and former Dallas police officers and firefighters has approved the deal, but the settlement still needs approval from the city council before moving forward. Mayor Mike Rawlings said members will vote sometime this summer. Meanwhile, there's been a settlement reached in a lawsuit filed against a former McKinney police officer and the city over a high-profile pool party incident. KERA's Christina Martinez reports.
The family of teenager Dejeria Becton had filed a $5 million federal lawsuit against then-officer Eric Casebolt, accusing him of using excessive force when he and a dozen other officers were called to break up a pool party in 2015. An estimated 100 teenagers were celebrating the end of the school year. Cell phone video showed Casebolt, who is white, pointing his gun at black teenagers, forcing Dejeria Becton to the ground and placing his knees on her back. Casebolt resigned and apologized for the incident. The McKinney police chief later called his actions at the pool indefensible. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports all claims against Casebolt and the city will be dismissed. The settlement terms were not disclosed. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
Now to breakthroughs, where we cover the latest in health science and technology. Studies suggest Mexican Americans may have an increased risk for Alzheimer's disease. The UNT Health Science Center is trying to find out why, and what's being billed as one of the largest and most comprehensive studies into Mexican Americans and Alzheimer's. Sid O'Brien talked about his research with KERA's Justin Martin.
How does Alzheimer's affect a person? What does it do to them?
It's a devastating disease. What it does, quite simply, is erases memories. It begins with things that are closest in time and slowly degrades and erases memory going backwards in time. So people have more difficulty learning new memories, and as it progresses, they forget old memories. And so that's why it's so devastating, because our memories are who we are. It makes up our very core, and so it erases these things.
Now, research shows that Mexican-Americans develop cognitive loss and Alzheimer's disease almost a decade earlier than other ethnic groups. Do we have any idea why that's the case?
That's the primary point of our study, is to understand why is this. That's a huge problem. Developing memory loss on average 10 years younger, this is people's lives, their work, their livelihood, their families. And so one of the things we think is going on, and a big important piece, is diabetes. And we know diabetes is increased among Mexican Americans, and the average age of onset among Mexican Americans is 10 years younger than non-Hispanic whites. And we know diabetes is related to Alzheimer's disease. There's a long-standing literature on this. So what we're diving into is, how are things like diabetes, environment, depression, how are they maybe uniquely contributing to memory loss and Alzheimer's among Mexican Americans?
Other than genetics influence, this prevalence of Alzheimer's in Mexican Americans, could economics and income be playing a role?
Absolutely, the environment plays a role. Level of education is a big player with regard to someone's memory and overall thinking abilities. But the other things like different prevalence of other diseases, things like diabetes and hypertension and obesity, vary by ethnicity. So we have to take into account socioeconomic status because environmental pollutants, for example, right? The different disease prevalences, like the comorbidities, as well as things like genetics and other things. And that's, it's a big picture that we have to pull together to start finding these subgroups and these different pathways so that we can have more refined therapies.
Now, your study is expected to involve 2,000 volunteer subjects. How are they participating? What's the process?
So our study is different than many. We don't recruit from specialty clinics. This is a community-based study. And that's because we want to see what the disease looks like in the community and so that we can extrapolate our findings to the community as a whole. So we're recruiting 1,000 Mexican-Americans, 1,000 non-Hispanic whites, and they go through the ringer. They spend a lot of time with us. They do brain scans. They do testing of memory and thinking, blood clinical labs. We draw bloods for specific types of analyses on proteins, functional exams. It's a big deal. They spend a lot of time with us, and we've been building the foundation for the study for almost 5 years now, maybe a little more. And so once the large project was funded, it leveraged all of the relationships we already had. But it's 2,000 people over the first wave, and then we see all 2,000 again in the second wave. So within the 5-year time frame, we'll do 4,000 visits.
Sid O'Brien is a professor at the Center for Alzheimer's and Neurodegenerative Disease Research at UNT Health Science Center. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Expect a high around 97 today under sunny skies, 80 now in Dallas, 81 in Fort Worth.